Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Lieutenant Brett Hoppert with the Pella Police Department joins us on today's program to discuss the Pella Police Department's response to the growing national opioid crisis and the new life-saving drug they carry to prevent overdose death.
Well, Lieutenant Hoppert, many people have heard about the opioid crisis that's spreading across the country with numerous people dying as a result of heroin and other opioids. And the Pella Police Department recently added a way to help save lives in the case of any sort of exposure. Let our listeners know what Narcan is and why the Pella Police Department is now equipped with what has been a life-saving drug.
Narcan is a pure opioid antagonist that counters the effects of opiate drug overdoses.
And so for your officers and for the Pella Police Department, why is that such an important thing to have on any given day?
In medical emergencies where somebody is overdosing, seconds count. Basically, when somebody starts to overdose, they stop breathing, and soon after they go into cardiac arrest. What Narcan does is basically counteracts that effect and allows a person to start breathing again.
And as we understand that this has already been used, so how long has the Pella Police Department had this, and what does it say that you've already had to use it in such a short time frame?
Yeah, we've had Narcan for approximately 2 weeks now. Every officer at the police department is trained to use Narcan, and it's already been administered once, and it already saved a life.
And you've worked for years in narcotics and in drug task force situations. Why is this such an important tool to have, especially just from your firsthand experience?
Yes, working narcotics, we were often put in situations where we would become put in situations where we would encounter these drugs, and there was always a possibility that we could have an accidental exposure to an opioid, and these doses, these Narcan doses, could also help us if we needed it.
So what does it say now that, you know, nationally we hear about this on the national news, but locally you've already used it and you've had it for a couple weeks? What should people be thinking about when it comes just to the overall fact that this opioid crisis is right here in their backyard?
Well, definitely, I think we need to get people educated into the opioid crisis and let people know that it's out there and it is a real problem. And if you become exposed to some of these substances, just a small amount can set you into an overdose and cause death, especially for somebody that isn't used to an opioid narcotic. So I think it's really important that we get out there and do our due diligence in educating the public and making people aware that these are extremely dangerous drugs that can cause death, and they do on a daily basis.
So say somebody knows someone who is either involved in drugs or may be at risk for exposure. What are the steps that they can do to contact the police department or contact help here locally that you guys are able to provide? Or if they feel like someone may be going down a wrong path, what are the ways that they can kind of get those people help, whether it may be through the police department or some other agency?
If anybody would like to provide a tip to the police department, they can always call our main line here at the PD. You can remain anonymous and pass along information if you have any. If you know somebody that's struggling with opioid addiction, the best thing to do is talk to that person and try to get them help. Either take them to the hospital or start to seek counseling services. Usually just getting the first step started is the best way to get the process completed and get that person helped out.
Once again, that was Lieutenant Brett Hoppert with the Pella Police Department discussing the department equipping Narcan with all of their officers. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.